on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. Alaskan Gold Trails, 1 to 2 p.m. Fridays on KFAR.
Make it egg, make it egg. Eating right, do it right, pretzel eggs. On the go, egg, add to your style.
Your next meal is a perfect opportunity to get fresh, with fresh local eggs produced just down the road in Washington. How can you be sure you're buying Washington eggs? Look for the Washington logo right on the carton. It's your assurance that you're buying real quality. So get fresh over breakfast, or lunch, or dinner, with everything from a quick bite to eat to your special Sunday omelet. Make it light, make it right, with Washington eggs.
Make it egg, make it egg.
Brought to you by the Washington Egg Producers.
The Craft Market is having their 9th anniversary sale. Don't miss the special savings on many gift ideas, like their native masks at 20% off, pocket knives a full 50% off, and sheepskin slippers in infant sizes at $12.95 a pair, and children's sizes at $14.95 a pair. For a warm gift item for the winter, sheepskin steering wheel covers only $5.95. Their fashion jewelry is 50% off. Hematite and ivory chip necklaces also 50% off, plus many more in-store specials. Don't miss the 9th anniversary sale at the Craft Market on the corner of 5th and Noble. Open 10 to 7 Monday through Saturday.
Until recently, Alaskans have had two banks they could depend on.
Look it up!
Alaska Pacific Bank and First National Bank of Fairbanks.
Lift it! Lift it!
By themselves, these banks were among Alaska's strongest.
Okay, move it out of here!
They gave Alaskans the kind of service that you can only get from a local bank. And because they were both members of KeyCorp, with over $10 billion in assets, they have the resources and ingenuity to make things happen for their communities.
Now, look up the Key Bank of Alaska sign!
But now, Alaska Pacific and First National Bank of Fairbanks are joining forces under one name, Key Bank of Alaska.
That's it! Drop it in!
Two strong local banks combining forces to make one very strong bank. One that will make things happen for all of Alaska.
Okay, pour the cement.
Key Bank of Alaska, the service you can depend on and the local management and decision making you expect.
All right, solid as a rock.
Member FDIC.
And good afternoon to you. You're listening to KFAR. I'm about 9 minutes away from 1 o'clock on a TGIF. Talking about mining next hour on the Michael Dresser Show. And today at 3, it's Bruce Williams over the TalkNet NBC network. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, it's Neil Myers over TalkNet also. At 9 o'clock at its new time, Dr. Tony Grant. I'd like to remind you, though, Dr. Tony Grant takes your phone calls between 5 and 7 p.m. Alaska time, giving advice. And that program broadcasts, though, tonight at 9. The Larry King Show tonight at 11, coming to you from Atlantic City. His guest tonight, Kool and the Gang, and Bill Cosby. It's the show you're not going to want to miss tonight, The Larry King Show.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy talks a good game on free speech, but he just voted to limit it in the nation's capital. In a moment, Ted and I will face off.
A new season on Masterpiece Theater begins this Sunday at 9 over most PBS stations with an affectionate look at three generations of a British acting family in the Brett. Created by Rosemary Sesson, principal writer of many Upstairs, Downstairs episodes, this 8-part series is an upstage, downstage, behind-the-scenes peek at London's changing theater world in the late 1920s. Norman Rodway and Barbara Murray star as the celebrity couple Charles and Lydia Brett, reigning luminaries of the West End stage since the 1890s. With two children on the stage and one a promising playwright, almost the entire family is in on the act. All the Bretts are fiercely competitive, but with a sophistication, charm, and a drop-dead chic that have made them the darlings of the theater world. So tune in to their on- and off-stage escapades in the Bretts, beginning Sunday night at 9 on Masterpiece Theater, made possible by a grant from Mobil.
Ted, at the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork, you've been playing to the TV cameras with all kinds of trumped-up charges against Mr. Bork. One of the silliest is that he's somehow against free speech. Well, free speech has met its enemy, Ted, and it's you. When Soviet Minister Shevardnadze came to town, American citizens weren't allowed to get anywhere near him, thanks to you. You voted to support a screwy State Department plan to keep demonstrators out of sight so that the Soviet Union would not be offended. Now, maybe that's the way the Soviets do business in Moscow, Ted, but not in our country. Fortunately, the vote was 90-7 against your assault on free speech and your kowtow to the Kremlin.
Cut it out, Bob. I wasn't voting against free speech, and neither was any other senator who stood up to Jesse Helms and his latest hardline scheme to embarrass the administration in general and the State Department and George Shultz in particular. The State Department did a silly thing, Bob. They should have permitted reasonable human rights demonstrations outside the department building, even if the Soviet foreign minister was inside. But that doesn't mean Jesse Helms has the right to stampede the Senate into giving the Department a public whipping as part of his right-wing scheme to derail negotiations on nuclear arms control. Shame on you, Bob. We all agree that sensible rules are necessary to protect free speech and permit all viewpoints to be expressed, especially when Soviet commissars are visiting our free society. But Jesse Helms' solution was worse than the State Department problem, Bob, and that's the point you missed.
Just a drink or two can affect your driving. A probation officer knows.
I don't think most people think of alcohol as a drug. We get many people through the court who have never had a traffic ticket and who are arrested for drunk driving. Your vision is affected after one or more drinks. Your motor skills, it's certainly not worth the price that you have to pay.
Think about it. A public service from the Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on using U.S. saving bonds for college education. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hello, my name is Thomas Wayne Garrett. My family has always taught me to say please and thank you. During this last election, I ask you to please consider me. And while I did not come in first, I did not come in last. I feel that in this election, the people won and not the bureaucrats. I still consider myself a representative of the people at large. With this in mind, I would like to say thank you to the people of Fairbanks. Paid for by Thomas Wayne Garrett, 299 Alta Way, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Looking for a great way to spend a Friday or Saturday evening? Well, try the North Country Inn in Fox. Not only do they have an extensive steak and seafood menu to choose from, you can watch a fabulous dinner show at no extra cost. Fine food and entertainment at one great price. Join into the adventures of Lulu Badwater, presently missing from the gold fields at the North Country Inn in Fox, where they have the greatest dinner show in Alaska. But you better hurry. The season's last presentation is coming soon, and this is a show you don't want to miss. For reservations, call 457-8289.
You know, you can't get much for your money these days.
Well, that's not exactly true.
What are you talking about, my sugar nut?
Well, you can get Cook for only $1.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry right now.
Not Cooked. Cook. Cook Cablevision, the new name in cable television. They're offering installation of basic cable or any of their premium channels for only $1.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
You bet.
But there's one thing.
Yes?
Does it come with a salad bar?
Call today, 452-7191.
Hello, this is Dorothy from Purdue's Jewelry. High school years are filled with memories, and what better way to capture these memories than with your class ring? Now through November 30th, Purdue's Jewelry has a special sale on class rings. Select from the Athena, Apollo, Atlas, or Venus for just $69.95. And this price includes all special option and custom features except diamonds and full name. Stop by Purdue's Jewelry in the Shoppers Forum and order your class ring today. Just $69.95. And remember, Purdue's has a layaway plan. Take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express Purdue's Jewelry.
I'm Terry Wall. He does it for me on another week here at KFAR, the Dretzer Show, with the new mining portion of that program, starting right after the news and sports. Today at 3, it's Bruce Williams on TalkNet at 6 p.m., Neil Myers at 9 p.m., Dr. Tony Grant, and at 11 p.m., Larry King from Atlantic City, and his guests Kool & the Gang and Bill Cosby. You're in tune to KFAR, 66 a.m., Fairbanks, and on a Friday, it's 1 o'clock, and time now for the latest in news.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
We are going to fight on for an independent judiciary, and we'll stay in the fight and see that we get our story told. Thank you very much.
President Reagan, as he left for Camp David a little while ago, reacting to Judge Robert Bork's announcement today that he is not going to withdraw his nomination to the Supreme Court, despite the fact that...
Rocket and individual, borders, international, but our heart is deep inside America, we're proud to say, we're Alaska, USA, cold as the wind, big as the sky, bright as the northern light, that's Alaska.
Good afternoon, Interior of Alaska. This is Michael Dresser on KFAR Radio 66 on your radio dial. Time right now is 12 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock, and it'll be mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low near 32 with light winds. Cloudy Saturday with a chance of rain towards evening, high in the mid-40s. Currently right here at the KFAR studios, it is, or right outside the window anyways, it is 60. No, it's 50 degrees. I'm sorry, I blew that. First mistake I've ever made. Today in history. Today is Friday, October 9th. That's the 282nd day of 1987, and there are 83 days left in the year. Today's highlight, here's the big one. On October 9th, 1975, Soviet scientist Andrei Sakharov won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was cited for his personal and fearless effort in the cause of peace and his fight against violence and brutality. On this date in 1701, the Collegiate School of Connecticut, later Yale University, was chartered in New Haven. 1888, the public was first admitted to the Washington Monument. And what do we got? Birthdays today. Senator Gordon Humphrey, Republican from New Hampshire, is 47. And singer Jackson Browne is 38 years old today. The thought for today, the inappropriate cannot be beautiful. Frank Lloyd Wright, American architect, 1890 to 1978. I'm going to talk about Bishop's Attic, and I've got somebody else to talk about. We'll do some gossip, and then we're going to introduce something brand new and exciting and just for you that will be on forever, something called Alaskan Gold Trail. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. Bishop's Attic is your secondhand store for all seasons. When you're looking for furniture, clothing, stereos, dishes, shoes, boots, books, blankets, or anything else, Bishop's Attic is the place to go. Bishop's Attic is run by a nonprofit organization to benefit needy people in Fairbanks. They accept donations of items in good condition for resale and they even give you a tax-deductible receipt for your donations. Prices at Bishop's Attic are always very reasonable, and senior citizens always get 50% off on the marked price on everything every Tuesday, just Tuesdays now, but furniture. But guess what? They told me that they're negotiable on furniture. Bishop's Attic has a large showroom with items on display, and they've got even more in the back. So if you can't find exactly what you're looking for, all you have to do is ask Elaine or Wanda or any of the other employees, and they're going to help you out. The folks at Bishop's Attic are friendly, courteous, and always very helpful. They got a room full of books, and the Bishop's Attic, by the way, is at 3670 Garrity Street next to the Carnation Building. That's right off the corner of University and Airport Way, right across from KFAR in the Washington Plaza. Or give them a call today at 474-0209. Store hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You got that? Monday through Saturday. And, here we go. I'm going to get my whole thing going. I love this place. You spend most of my time there. The Knit and Patch Shop is the place to remember for all of your needlepoint and knitting supplies. They carry a complete line of knitting and crochet needles and yarns, as well as counted cross-stitch charts and kits. Knit and Patch is your exclusive dealer for the Alaskan Memories cross-stitch kits designed by Evelyn Harvison. And they're also the only place in the city that carries latch hook canvas and a wide variety of pre-cut latch hook yarn colors. Knit and Patch is your headquarters for DMC embroidery thread and Persian and tapestry wool. And looking for that hard-to-find charts for counted cross-stitch? Well, the Knit and Patch has got them. Mail orders are welcome. Knit and Patch, it's easily located at 324 6th Avenue. Then turn right off Noble Street, and they're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 6 on Saturday. Or give them a call today at 452-3724. They'll be happy to supply you with everything you need to complete that special needlework project that you have in mind. That's what Bill Wally does after Problem Corner. He sits and he knits and he patches, or something like that. Let me introduce somebody that's well-known, and I'm sure known to you out there. And for those of you who don't know Jim Madonna, you're going to know him a lot more in time to come. If there is one man who has stood for mining in Alaska, and anybody involved around mining knows the name Jim Madonna. We're going to do something now. It's called Alaskan Gold Trails. That's a new series that we have on Fridays now between 1 and 3, or maybe even called Meet a Miner. Jim Madonna, how are you? And what's Alaskan Gold Trails all about? It's on you.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi.
Yes, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Mining Extension. As Michael said, this is a brand new program on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, gold mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. This is your show. This is your show if you're interested in a real, lively outdoor activity where you might just become rich and famous, or if you're interested in more high-level mining activity. We're going to discuss on this show the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes, including the Yukon, Nome, and Fairbanks. We're going to discuss such topics as how you can become rich and famous by making a fabulous rich gold discovery. We're going to discuss the role of education in the Alaska mining industry. And on occasion, we're going to have guests here on the show, and they will discuss the different mining-related issues. Some will discuss where the Earth's history started, the hidden treasures might be found, and others will tell us the rules we must follow to extract those valuable minerals. But most of all, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give us a call if you have questions or care to make comments on mining in Alaska. We would especially like to hear from those folks out there at the Pioneer's Home, or perhaps Golden Towers. If you've got a few minutes that you'd like to chat, give us a call here at KFAR.
479-8255. That's 479-TALK. That's the number to call. And by the way, can we talk about something just for a minute? You know, there are people who have sponsored this and will be with us for a long time, and people who support mining in Alaska. Maybe, Jim, you could say a word or two about one of the sponsors.
You know, Michael, I was just about to launch into that.
Great minds think along the same lines.
I'd like to talk for a moment about one of my favorite businesses here in town, and that's B&L Pond.
I like those people.
Yeah, B&L Pond. They're located at 605 Gaffney, and it's one of the most unpredictable variety stores in Fairbanks. Now, that's an understatement. It's really like having a giant garage sale in one room.
Yeah.
One-stop shopping will get you everything from jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, gun cases, winches, propane bottles, tools, diving gear, hats, musical instruments, cameras. Oh, my goodness, the list goes on and on. In fact, the only thing you can't get at B&L Pawn Shop are video games, pets, or individual turntables.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting, and let me stop you, and I know you were getting into it. You said something about B&L Pawn that most people, they hear the word pawn shop, you know, but you said it. It's a variety store, you know, and the myriad of things that you can get into is unbelievable. Killer will take care of you down there.
Not only will Killer take care of you, if you tell Killer that you heard this announcement at KFAR on Alaska Gold Trails, she'll sweeten the deal.
Big time sweeten the deal. Hey, can I talk about North Pole Equipment Rentals?
Why not?
Their people also are going to be, who are sponsoring North Pole Equipment Rentals and Small Engine Repair. Now, that's interesting that you have to hear that, and Small Engine Repair. They're located at 1 mile on Badger Road from the intersection at North Pole, and that's directly across from the telephone company. Jim James wants you to know that if you've got lawnmowers, tillers, 3- and 4-wheel ATVs, and motorcycles that need work, he'll repair them. And if you've got a small engine that needs repair, just call Jim at 488-7373 or 488-9339. If you got something, some painting or construction to finish up before winter arrives, Jim has the equipment you need to get the work done. Whether it's saws, power tools, heaters, generators, pressure washers, loaders, or compactors, at North Pole Equipment Rental and Small Engine Repair, they'll rent it to you, and they'll rent you the proper equipment for your particular late summer job. That's Jim James and his wife, Jeanette, serving the people of North Pole and Fairbanks with quality small engine repair and equipment rentals at North Pole Equipment Rentals and Small Engine Repair. It's a mouthful, but they do a job. 3068 Badger Road, right across from the telephone company. Call them today at 488-7373.
Okay, Michael, I'd like to tell the folks out there just exactly what Mining Extension is. Mining Extension is a program from the University of Alaska that was created to help people, citizens, learn about the mining industry of the state of Alaska. It started back in 1934. It's 54 years old. And at that time, there were a series of short courses provided at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Finally, in the early 50s, a few short courses were taken out to the villages and communities. These included basic prospecting, geochemical prospecting, rocks and mineral identification.
Can I ask you a question? What is geochemical? You got to stay simple with me here.
Okay, Michael, I will.
Thank you.
The geochemical prospecting is the use of chemicals to determine if there is a anomalous amount, a large quantity of metals in the water or soil,
mm-hmm.
that would direct you to a valuable ore deposit.
Uh-huh. It's on the trail.
It's on the trail.
The gold trail.
And carrying on with the Mining Extension program just a little bit here, after the 1950s in which we had the four classes developed, one I had omitted was geophysical prospecting, which uses indirect methods of detecting valuable minerals through instruments. The class then, about 4 years ago, was developed into a much more extensive program. It now has 13 classes, in addition to several workshops each year that have been developed for the prospector, miner, and the person who is just generally interested in prospecting and mining. Now, the structure of the program includes on-site, the more modern structure includes on-site visitations to the mines where we actually help the miner out, and in addition to the 13 classes. We also do research and publications which are available there at the University of Alaska Mining Extension office for interested persons. And finally, we'd like to talk about a little bit about the workshops that are coming up.
Jim, before we talk about the workshops, can I do this real quick? And let me just jump right into this, and then I will be right back out. Graphic North Printing Company, that's at 452-1907. They can print anything from a single color business card to a color annual report. Letterheads, envelopes, Xerox copies, copy paper, rubber stamps, brochures, binding services. And if you are getting married, they can also do The announcements, that's Graphic North Printing Company, 452-1907. That's the number to call, located at 617 Gaffney. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And that is Graphic North Printing Company. Wayne and the gang are there. They're ready to help, and they're ready to serve. And if you need any kind of office product, office supplies, office equipment, computers, whatever the case may be, that's the office place, the business place at 511 Gaffney. And you can get briefcases and ribbons and drafting supplies, IBM supplies, 3M, Scotch, school supplies, whatever it be, sales, service, rentals, and leases of office furniture and office machines. Free delivery, too, 452-1147. That's the office place.
Michael, before we launch back into what Mining Extension is all about, I've got a friend that I want to talk about here.
Sure.
And the question here is, where do you go for the best service in town for your auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig? We all know it's Gabe's Truck and Auto.
I thought it was Bill Wally's house.
Oh, no.
Okay, Gabe's Truck and Auto? I know Gabe's Truck and Auto.
Well, Michael, I've been doing business with Gabe's Truck and Auto for years.
Yeah.
And last year, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks.
Did they really?
Listen, Gabe's has two large shops, 8 mechanics on hand to serve the public. You will get fast, courteous service and have your vehicle back quick, real quick.
Yeah.
With his full line of service, Gabe's Truck and Auto is your one-stop service center. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign your front end, and repair mount and balance tires.
You mean they can mount and balance tires and repair tires and do all that good stuff too? Did they do
right.
Front end repair?
You bet.
Oh, all right. Now, did they have the 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty?
On new engines.
Oh.
On new engines.
You mean you can get a new engine there too?
You can get a new engine there and it has a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty.
Oh.
Hey, and about the IM inspection.
Yeah.
This is classic.
Yeah.
This is classic. You no pass, you no pay.
You mean if I don't pass it, I don't pay?
That's right.
The car made it through, but I didn't. I was trying. They've also got a special deal for the folks out there that are to get your vehicle ready for winter, winterization kind of thing. You know, the oil change, the filter, the lube, the tune-up, the gapes. You also get a free, you ready for this? F-R-E, free winterization inspection. I didn't know that.
Hey, this includes a lot of items. You get your heater checked, your antifreeze checked, your gearbox is checked, inspect fan belts, battery, all the fluid levels in your vehicle. And don't forget Gabe's towing service.
What do we know about that?
You do. They've got 3 trucks on hand.
Day and night?
Day and night, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
If you need a tow job, it's 456-6156. Call Gabe's.
And if you said if you need a tow job at KFAR, Paul Stitt would paint your toes, red, green, whatever you want to do. Gabe's is and Gabe's does. And there's a lot of you out there, you know, that know Gabe and Kathy. 456-6156. They do a job and they can do one heck of a job for you.
They've been in business for 25 years, Michael.
Yeah.
And they're ready to serve you.
I got to do one more, okay? I got to do one more. And you want to have fun with this one? I haven't done this one for a long time. You know, these are sponsors of Alaska Gold Trails and Meet a Miner. I'm going to take a shot here. Wait, I won't even do that. I'll do it this way. Da, da, one, 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 one. I got to do this. This is going to be fun. Da, da, ba, da, 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 da. Little White House on the corner of somewhere and somewhere. Where am I calling here? Let's try that again. Ooh, in the night. Da, 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 da. One ringy dingy. Da, 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 da. Where do you get jewelry repair, remodeling, designing, appraisals, and all that good stuff? Complete jewelry manufacturing. I wonder where you get it. Over at 405 Noble Street, that's right. And the phone number we just called is 456-414.
Parsons, can I help you?
That's the name of the place I was looking for. Is Ms. Benson around?
Let me check. I think she's still out to lunch.
Yeah, okay. Tell her it's the IRS. And when they missed that. But nugget of jewelry, diamonds, and fine jewelry. And they've got that wonderful Swarovski crystal. I can almost hardly say it, but it's beautiful stuff. That's Larson's has been serving Fairbanks since 1946. Are you ready for that? A bunch of years. So they've been here for over 40 years now. So if we can get a hold and see if she's there, we can talk to the person herself. If she's there. I bet she's not there. We're going to be on hold for about 4 hours or so. So I'll tell you what. Go ahead and Wait.
Okay, she will be back till about 3 o'clock.
All right, tell her she missed it. Just say, Michael said she missed it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're
good.
Bye-bye.
See? Do you like that? She goes to lunch at 10 o'clock and she gets back at 3. But if you want fine jewelry repair and custom jewelry, go to Larson's. You're going to love it. Jim, on you.
Sure, let's get back to that mining extension program and finish up learning what I do here at University of Alaska. Of course, the major requirements of the university is teaching, research, and public service. We do all that. Yeah. We do all those things. And our goal, of course, is to help the mining community with their specialized problems. So with that in mind, Michael, that about sums up what we do at the University of Alaska and what my job is.
Yeah,
and
but that's now, not all of your job.
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I get excited when you go out and inspect all the different mining operations. And, well, go ahead. I won't tell.
The term inspect might be a little heavy. I go out and work with the miners.
Yeah.
Directly. Have a lot of fun. I help him pan his gold. I get to, you know, get my hands in the sluice box, play with the big nuggets. So, it's great.
All the good stuff. Can't take any home, though, can
you? No, they don't. For some reason, they won't permit me to take free samples.
That's
However, folks, we do get to go out and make a visit.
Okay.
So, I want to tell the folks about a little story that happened to me today. Is that all right,
we have a phone call. Let me see who's calling. Maybe it's a gold miner. Hi, this is Michael. You're on the radio.
Oh, you bet. I got a question for Mr. Madonna. How long have you been teaching up at the University of Alaska?
15 years.
All right. Now, isn't it true that the University of Alaska owns a large parcel of land that extends out through the Goldstream Valley?
I'm not familiar with all the land that the University of Alaska owns, but I do understand they are one of the largest private landowners in the state.
Private landowner?
Yeah.
It's a private organization.
Well, I mean, they have it taken, it's not exactly state land, but they own it as part of the university.
See, I wondered about that. Don't they own the dredge out by Chattanooga also?
I'm not familiar with that, no.
See, that's what I'd wondered is, I'd run across a couple of people that I guess the university was rebuilding that dredge and going to operate it out there.
I never heard anything like that at
all. That's what I had wondered. I'd heard a lot of different stories, and I thought it was strange that a university would actually have a operating gold mine, but then I always thought the university was a government entity.
Didn't you know that sometimes, and this is very rare now, that a story gets kind of out of kilter in Fairbanks? Just once in a while, we get a little gossip.
I thought it would be interesting to see if they were going to run their own gold mine or not, and what type of a setup they've got there, and if why when gold got so expensive they didn't get motivated on it, because the revenue source for the university itself would be fantastic.
I am familiar with the mining at the Silver Fox mine, and they do have placer mining claims. They generally open those up as outdoor laboratories, but I don't think they have ever gotten involved directly in the gold mining business through mining and shipping of ore of any kind.
Well, can we find that out, Jim?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
It'd be real interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. This is Michael. You're on the radio. Hello. Did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Where are you?
Hi. Good. Where?
Oh, I can't hear you on my phone.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Let me do something. How about that? Can you hear now?
No.
Oh.
Let me ask Mr. Madonna a question.
Yeah.
Or just ask it. Are you going to talk on the special trip that the mining takes?
Regarding the trip to Australia?
Right.
I want to go.
Well, sure. I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to lead that trip two times in the past.
Do you always go there?
Do I always go to Australia?
Yeah.
Well, I try to. It's one of my favorite places.
Oh, well, I just wondered. Go ahead, tell me.
It's an exciting trip. We go over there and we stop at Sydney, take a look at some of the high-level, exciting areas around the big city, and then we go out into the outback areas. We take a look at some of the sapphire mines, some of the tin mines, and then we jump over into Lightning Ridge and take a look at some of the opal mines over there. And, you know, Lightning Ridge, of course, is the source of the Australian black opal, which is very precious.
Yeah.
And then we jump over to one of the gold mines. If we lead it again, it will probably be the gold mine at Windeyer, which is located in the gold belt of Australia. And that, of course, is where the big nuggets came from, the 2,500-ounce welcome stranger and the 2,200-ounce welcome, as well as the Halderman nugget.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we get around over there, and it's an exciting adventure. You know, and, of course, the animal life is quite different.
Very. It is just to help identify some of the minerals and rocks that might possibly be in Alaska?
Well, minerals and rocks are pretty much universal, and of course we go to some of the more classical collecting areas in Australia. And of course this provides the student the opportunity to not only better understand the deposition of the material, but also collect some fascinating minerals.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, let me do this and we'll be right back. Badger Chevron at Half Mile Badger Road is your locally owned and operated full-service gas station, diesel and propane dealer. Now, they've got a fully equipped three-stall mechanic shop ready and waiting to serve your every automotive repair need, and their everyday auto repair prices are better than everyone else's special. And they specialize in brake repairs and front or rear brake overhauls for under $70. Badger Chevron also sells tires and service. And if there's no cash, there's no problem. Badger Chevron will accept your Chevron MasterCard or Visa card. And Badger Chevron is open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sundays 9 to 9. That's Badger Chevron, 488-9174 at 1/2 mile Badger Road. And don't forget, to avoid problems in your septic system, Bud Hilton Pumping and Thawing says mark your system, your septic system, with a large colored stake that will stand out when the snow covers the ground. This way your system will be ready to easily located when you need to find it. And have your system pumped right now and have it checked right now before the cold weather sets in, because with your system, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Save money, save worry, give Bud Hilton a call, and remember, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. That someone is Bud Hilton.
Thank you, Michael. Now, I've got a little question for the folks here. You know, back in 1895, gold was discovered in the Klondike by a fellow by the name of Robert Henderson. And it wasn't until the next year, August 19th, 1896, that the first claim was staked in the Klondike. And following that period of time, men from Alaska drifted into the area and staked claims and mined that gold. And it was in 1897 that these men had recovered a huge amount of gold from the Klondike. The problem was that they didn't have any place to spend it. So they boarded two ships, the Excelsior and the Portland, and they sailed out to the conterminous United States, the lower 48, if you wish. And these boys were going out to have a party. They had 3 tons of Klondike gold with them, and they were going to spend it. And it was the arrival of these Klondike kings that sparked the Klondike gold rush. Now, it was estimated that over 1 million people actually laid plans to go to the Klondike. But when the actual figures came in, 100,000 people actually made the trip. Now, the question I have for you, and the first person that can answer this question will receive
a dinner for two, okay, at, how would you like to, Claudio's.
At Claudio's.
Yes, big time, big time.
The question is, there were 3 major routes to the Klondike.
The Nina, the Santa Maria, and the Pinta. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
3 major routes. The first person that can phone us up,
yes,
and give us those 3 major routes to the Klondike will win
dinner for two at Claudio's. And that is a good place to eat. 479-TALK. That's the number to call. While they're thinking about that, Jim, let me do this real quick. The Flood Manufacturing Company has been protecting and beautifying natural wood for over 100 years with a variety of special preservatives and finishes. And special pride is a wood shingle still in perfect condition after 43 years. And where do you find these products, CWF products? At Fairbanks Lumber Company, of course. That's right, Fairbanks Lumber, and right over in Illinois. You can get all kinds of good stuff over there. I'd see it right now. Do you know that every line in the place is going? So we're going to put everybody on hold except for this one. And look at this, James. Da-da-da-da-da.
Love
He's
it.
Happy. Yeah. All right, who am I going to hit? So everybody keep going. This is Michael. You're on the radio. Do you have an answer?
Yeah. Would you settle for four routes?
Go for it.
Up the Yukon, the Chilkoot Pass, the White Pass, and the backdoor route from Edmonton, Alberta.
You got it.
Clean house. Who are we speaking to?
This is Dick Hanscom.
Okay, Dick, and spell your last name for me.
H-A-N-S-C-O-M.
H-A-N-S-C-O-M. And Dick, I'll tell you what, there'll be a certificate for dinner for two at Claudio's waiting for you at KFAR anytime after 3:15 today.
Thank you much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You gotta be faster.
Why?
Why? You gotta have hot fingers to get into this show.
I thought he said the first three.
The first three. Well, I know nobody did it on horseback.
The three major routes, of course, were the White Pass, which has been referred to by some as the Dead Horse Trail.
Yeah.
The Chilkoot Pass and the All Water Route, up through the Aleutians and around to St. Michael's by ships, and then shallow draft from St. Michael's up through the Yukon River, and that's exactly what Dick has given us.
Is that what you were going to say?
Right, and then I was going to also mention the Circle Fairbanks Trail, Summit Trail from the Tananaw River in the Tananaw Valley up over the ridges into Circle and then down into the Klondike.
And who cut that trail? Dick Sullivan says, he cut it with the Interior Horsemen's Association,
Interior
right?
Alaska Trail Riders.
I got it. Oh, Dick, one of these days I'm going to get it right. That's it. I'm not going to eat for 3 days. I belong to it for 3 years now, and I still can't say it right.
Well, I just want to remind you that there's a beautiful trail, a multi-purpose trail that goes from Cleary Summit, 21 miles outside of Fairbanks, over the mountaintops to 12 Mile Summit, which is an 85 mile on Steese Highway.
Oh, thank goodness my mother's name was Mom, otherwise I'd have never remembered.
You got it.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay.
Bye bye. Little pitch for that. This is Michael, you're on the radio. Hello. Hello, hello. I bet you got it wrong.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the radio.
I thought the three routes were land, air, and water.
Land, air, and water. There wasn't any air in those days, was there?
Air?
Air, I mean planes, like?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Sounded like somebody cleaning and washing at the Plaza Cleaners and Launders. I just thought I'd throw that in.
I think these people like prizes, Michael.
Yes. Let's give them a shot, and I'll throw something out.
Let's have...
Bill Wally washing your windows for 3 weeks.
Not hardly.
Frank DeLong handling your bank account. No, go ahead. Okay. What's your question? What are we talking about?
Let's talk about Arctic Spring.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You want to start rumors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is a family-owned and operated business. Robert and Charlene Johnson and son James operate Arctic Springs. They're located in Fairbanks at 285 Alta Way. Among the first businesses awarded the use of the Made in Alaska logo for businesses utilizing Alaskan products and labor. They have 6,000 square feet of manufacturing plant.
And you know what they manufacture? They manufacture leaf springs and U-bolts for all size and types of vehicles, and guess what? For heavy equipment, too. Leaf spring manufactured and reconditioned for use on snow machines, trucks, heavy equipment, and aircraft. I'll bet you didn't know that.
They've got two heat-treated ovens there, which can accommodate most materials needed for heat treating.
Hey, and their springs, you get re-arched, usually bringing back to stock, also rising and lowering to individual needs. U-bolts cold bent to your specifications, usually while you wait. Huge selection of rod stock. Alu bolts stock is Tri-8, the hardest steel made for U-bolts, American steel throughout. And you know what? Arctic Spring handles both standard and custom-made coil springs. Stock complete line of bushings includes steel, brass, rubber, and Teflon. Torsion bar axles. That's for your auto trailers, snow machine trailers, weasels, and other applications using torsion bar axles are available. Trailers built to specification. We're at Arctic Spring at 285 Alta Way. Call 451-8612 today. How's that?
Thank you, Michael.
I thought you'd like that.
Say.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell the folks out there what happened to me as I walked into this show today.
Yes.
First, Hugh came up to me and said, well, Jim, are you ready for the show? And I said, well, it looks pretty simple the way Michael does it. And he says, yeah, it is. Do you have your theme song?
He said, what theme song?
I said, what theme song? And then when you walked up to me and said, Jim, We're all set for your show. Where's your theme song? We better put it on. I have no theme song, Michael.
So we immediately called Leah and said, chastise the man.
Not quite.
So what? So what are you going to do about a theme song?
Well, we've got to do something about a theme song. Obviously, I'm in trouble with the radio station here.
Obviously.
And the price that you've charged me for use of your theme song for the next couple of weeks is outrageous.
$473 per second.
So what I've decided to do, Michael, is ask the public out there to help me select a theme song for this show.
Yes.
For this show.
This show.
But keep in mind, Michael, we don't expect them to work for free.
I understand.
We wouldn't expect them. And because this is a gold program, we decided... let me tell you how I decided. I made a quick phone call to Leah at Alaskan Prospectors and said, help.
Help.
And she said...
Tough.
That to that... Yeah, she said, she would be willing to give a 1/4 ounce gold nugget.
That's a bunch of bucks, huh?
Worth $125 to $150.
Oh, I like that.
To the person who submitted the theme song that was selected for Alaska Gold Trails.
I love it. So,
how do you do it?
Okay. How do you do it?
Before we get into that, why don't you tell us about one of our friends out there?
Which one of our friends? I'll tell you about anybody. Name a friend.
How about Autobot?
As a matter of fact, that's very good because I was just going to talk about Import Auto Body. They're over at 2201 Judd Street next to the J... Was that quick, Jim? 2201 Judd Street right next to the Jade Shop. Tim Schroeder, ready to serve you at all times. Hey, you can get a free estimate. Cody Work. I'm going to kill somebody. Body Work, insurance. I hope you're listening out there. Insurance estimates. And by the way, Import Auto Body uses the best materials possible. And they've got, they have a straighten and align machine that'll straighten to within a millimeter of factory specifications. You ready for that? They use the latest technology, and this machine is not limited to imports. Factory replacements, they've got them. Window replacements, they can do it. Restoration, they can do it. The finest in Fairbanks, featuring famous, genuine Saab parts, and they've got a urethane primer that will make your car like brand new. Find a deal on a used import that only needs minor repairs and take it to Import Auto Body, and they can fix it for you. That's Import Auto Body, specializing in quality cars. 2201 Judd Street, right next to the Jane Shop. Tim Schroeder, he's there. The whole gang's there. And, man, can they do a job. Mr. M, on you.
Well, let me outline just how this thing will work. All you have to do is submit the title of an instrumental and the band in writing, along with your name, address, and phone number, to Jim Madonna, Alaska Gold Trails, KFAR Radio, and the mailing address, Michael?
910, that's P.O. Box 910, Fairbanks 9970-something.
Remember, that's Alaska Gold Trails, KFAR Radio, once again with the address, Michael.
That's P.O. Box 910. Fairbanks 9970. I got it here. I know what it is. I always mail me stuff. 9970 something. I'll tell you what. First 99707. That's KFAR Box 910 99707. And we're talking about
Talking about a quarter of an ounce gold.
A pound of gold.
A quarter of an ounce gold nugget, Michael.
Okay.
And we'd like to have you submit the instrumental before October 19th.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's before October 19th. Just submit what you're going to do on a postcard, and from that postcard, we will turn around, and the one we decide to elect and select, we're going to give somebody, how big?
A quarter of an ounce gold nugget.
Watch this. Leah, is that all?
Now, three of the most promising theme songs will be selected.
Really?
Three.
No.
And on Friday, October 23rd, you, the listening audience, will select the theme song you feel is most appropriate for this program.
Yes.
The winner of that election by the public,
of course,
will be presented with the gold nugget. But that doesn't mean that the other two people will be left out.
Right.
Oxford Assaying and Refining on Wendell Street says that to the runner-ups, they'll give a 1 troy ounce silver bar.
Wow.
To each of the runner-ups.
Really?
So send your suggestions on a postcard to Alaskan Gold Trails, KFAR Radio, And the address is?
P.O. Box 910, Fairbanks 99707.
But there's even more. Everybody wins.
Oh, I
everybody
like
wins,
what,
Michael.
What do I get?
What do you get?
Yes.
Everybody that votes on the three submitted theme songs, potential theme songs, will get a free piece of Alaska Placer Gold from Alaskan Prospectors.
Wee-wee. I got excited. I couldn't say really on that. Honest. I mean, this could be a rich show. I may quit and go out and become an audience and send my theme in. So we're going to have a big-time theme stuff, huh? All right. I like it. We got the address. People know how to call us, and we'll go from there. How many more sponsors do we have on the show? Who did we talk about yet? Let's take a look and see. You know,
let's talk about Tip Top Chevrolet.
Oh, I like Tip Top Chevrolet.
No,
I like Robbie.
I stopped over there with Robbie the other. Had a great conversation with him. They're located at 1916 Cushman.
Yeah.
And they have a year-end clearance on all 87 trucks in stock.
You're kidding.
They've got S10 Blazers.
Yeah.
They have
a powerful 2.8-liter V6 with electronic fuel injection.
A smooth ride with fully independent front suspension standard.
Excellent visibility.
Bucket seats in front are standard on the S10.
And handsome styling with comfort and convenience. What about the pickups, the S10s?
Heavy-duty construction.
Sizes to fit your needs.
Heavy-duty payload package.
Fully independent front suspension.
A hot wax coating on the entire frame helps fight the effects of the road salt and dirt.
And what about those big pickups?
Those full-size pickups.
Electronic fuel injection is now standard on those?
Bortek.
V8 engine. V6 engine. V-something. V8 is...
You're going to take it, Michael. You got to take it right.
I know.
V6 engine, one of the most powerful standard engines in half-ton pickup.
I thought we were talking about vegetable juice. I'm sorry. Fleetwood or step-side boxes are available.
Crew cab or bonus cab available.
And gas or diesel-powered. All at...
Tip Top Chevrolet Buick.
Yeah.
1916 Cushman.
Big year-end clearance sale. I like that. Yeah. And are we going to have guests on the show, Jim?
Yeah, we're going to have guests.
We're going to have, miners and stuff?
We're going to have miners. And next week, our guest is going to be Dr. Ernie Wolf.
Uh-huh. And
Professor Emeritus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Really?
He knows lots about mining, but he knows lots more about prospecting. And fact of the matter is, he wrote the book. And next week, right here at KFAR, Alaska Gold Trails, Ernie will be with us to talk about some of his experience, past, present, and future.
Oh, I like that.
So,
what's the difference between prospecting and mining?
Prospecting is the search for the valuable mineral.
Uh-huh.
Mining is the extraction of the valuable mineral.
I like that. I'm going to learn. I may learn enough to go out and make a few bucks.
I hope so, Michael.
So do I. You don't know what it's like working around here.
Say, we'd also like to talk about our calendar of events here.
Okay.
We're going to have, at the end of this month, and we'll be treating this in a little bit more detail on our next show, but the AMA conference is coming up in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the miners would like to know about that and others that are interested in mining activity in Alaska. We also have a workshop coming up, and this is put on, of course, by the Mining Extension Program of the University of Alaska. And this particular workshop is called Mining in the Environment. We're going to have selected speakers from all the agencies and from industry and some of the miners. We'll have a panel there that will be for the benefit of citizens to ask questions about mining, what type of regulations are being initiated, what new requirements that the miners are going to have to face in the future, and what new requirements those in recreational mining, gold panning, and other activities are going to have to look at if they expect to go out into the field and have that good time they've been having in the past.
You know who's been serving Alaska for about 40 years and is on 13 Mile Richardson Highway?
Hector's
Welding, yeah. Talk about steel and iron stock for any job you got. Hector has 600 to 800 tons of stock on hand, and 14,400 square foot shop is able to handle the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. There's no job too small or no job too large for the skilled staff at Hector's Welding. Dozer blade liners and loader bucket rebuilding. They also rebuild ripper shanks, heavy equipment repair and modifications, sluice boxes, conveyor feeders, grizzlies, they have bears there too, screening plans, mining equipment fabrication, and a specialty portable welding unit. Straightens low buoys, truck frames, large tanks, 10-foot shear and brakes. Bring out your idea and blueprints. So rush jobs are no problem at Hector's Welding either. Anywhere in the interior where the big jobs are done, men in the field depend on Hector's for proven reliability. Wherever Alaska's miners are working, you'll hear Hector's name. Hector's Welding, they've been getting the job done and done right for 40 years here. Are you ready for that? 40 years.
Let me give a comment about Hector's.
Yeah.
Hector and Jeanette went to Australia on both of my Australian tours.
Mm-hmm.
And Hector's not only understands the mining equipment, but if you want a specialized job, he can do it for you. And if it can be built, Hector can take care of it. The man is a wizard.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, there's another wizard on the street. Right in front of, do you know Bob Hamilton?
You bet.
My close friend, Bob Hamilton. Do you know what's right in front of his house?
I'll bet that's Fairbanks Boot and Shoe Repair.
You bet. It's right, if you want to find it, it's right in front of Bob's house. Located right next door to Jack Randolph Insurance, right on College Road, where they say there's nothing we can't do to a boot or a shoe. They've been in the business in Fairbanks for about 7 years now, and they were originally located behind Foodland? And that's before they moved to their new location on College Road. So you can stop in and visit Ernie and Teddy and fit yourself with a comfortable pair of men's custom-made Western boots. Did you know that they make Western boots? They can actually make a boot to fit you and all that?
I learned that, Michael. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
I'll be doing. And as a matter of fact, or how about a custom-made ladies' purse?
Hey, that's a secret. That's a secret. You know, she has just told us yesterday that if gentlemen, you know, ladies love to have a special purse, one that you don't find in every store around town.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about a perfect Christmas present for your wife, you should go over to Fairbanks Boot and Shoe because they can make a purse to your wife's specifications. Ideal Christmas gift.
Yeah, just something that carries a lot of money around it. They're open from 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 1 on Saturday. That's except for the last Saturday of each month. And Ernie and Teddy are miracle workers. They really are when it comes to boot and shoe repair, whether it be Western boots, work boots, hiking boots, dress shoes, ladies' shoes, or they just do a job. And they're willing to try anything if you bring it in there and there's an idea. If it's different, they can do it. And it only takes 3 to 4 days for basic repairs. And ladies, if you've got a closet full of shoes that you can't wear because the heels are worn, they're broke, they're whatever, well, they can fix them for you. That's Fairbanks Boot and Shoe Repair. That's right in front of Bob's house, right on College Road by Jack Randolph Insurance. They're nice people. They custom made some leather straps for my saddle. They did.
And they do a lot of tack work there.
Yeah.
You bet. Say, Michael?
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a little talk about Two Rivers Lodge?
I could do that. Because if you want a fabulous place to eat, you know, when I was at KFAR before, the last, we had our Christmas party there, and that was probably a couple of years ago. And if you've never eaten at Two Rivers, let me tell you something, gang, you are missing something. That's 16-mile Chena Hot Springs Road. Now, there's 17 fresh seafood items. There's stuffed prawns and lobster and shrimp scampi and shrimp creole and seafood Newberg and sweet and sour shrimp and veal piccata, veal Oscar, veal Parmesan. The veal dishes are unreal. The chicken dishes are unreal. And if you really want something, a bouillabaisse, like a seafood chowder. There's lobster and shrimp and oysters. And, oh, I just can't imagine. I can't tell you what goes in there because it is absolutely fabulous. And Fridays, how's this? All-you-can-eat rib dinner, soup, salad, and two or three chicken wings, and there's potatoes and rice, and all for one low price. King crab, the fisherman's platter, the deep-fried seafood, marinara over linguine. Oh, you're talking. I'm going. Fresh soup, and there's pasta soup, Italiano, cheesecake, cheese swirl. I can't go on too much more because I'll probably pass out from exhaustion. But when you're talking food, you're talking Two Rivers Lodge. And anybody who's been out there knows what I'm talking about because they do a job out there.
Michael, I know there's a lot of people out there that want to know about prospecting and mining class, not only from a recreational standpoint, but from a more industrial standpoint. We've got a whole lot of them scheduled for next semester at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension Program. These are open to the public. Come on in. Give us a call at 474-7702 or 456-2569.
Mr. Madonna, we've got about a minute and a half left before we go to the ABC News and close out the opening of our brand new program. Did we get all of our Alaskan Gold Trail sponsors in?
Well, I'd like for you to give a little talk on